We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm J.J. Grishnick Parsons. It's Friday, March 6, 2026. Starting off with road closures, construction in the city of Champaign has resulted in a road closure, one southbound lane of Prospect Avenue between Baytown Drive and Market View Drive. The closure will occur from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, weather permitting. Switching lanes to world news, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. An update for national news. In Washington, Republicans are pushing for a vote on funding for the Department of Homeland Security, citing the war in Iran and concerns about possible retaliatory attacks. Both the House and the Senate are expected to hold votes on the matter, and Republicans are calling on Democrats to reconsider their opposition to funding. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated, quote, "The military action in Iran makes it all more urgent and crucial to have a fully funded, fully staffed DHS across all its departments," end quote. However, the strategy doesn't appear to change the position of Democratic lawmakers. Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, stated, quote, "It's the same lousy, rotten bill that does not put any guardrails or constraints on ICE or CBP after federal agents shot American citizens in the street," end quote. In other news, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was fired by President Donald Trump yesterday after criticism over her leadership of the department, according to the Associated Press. Trump nominated Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen in Noem's place, making the announcement on social media following Noem's two-day testimony in front of Congress. Noem will serve as a special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a new security initiative focusing on the Western Hemisphere, according to Trump. Now, turning to Europe, in Prague, lawmakers in the Czech Parliament's lower house were scheduled to decide on Thursday whether to remove Prime Minister Andrej Babiš's immunity from prosecution in a fraud case involving $2 million of European Union subsidies. According to AP News, this approval would allow Prague's municipal court to deal with the case and issue its own verdict. Babiš has been found not guilty twice by the court thus far, but an appeals court overturned those decisions, citing improper evaluation of the evidence. Babiš, who began his term as prime minister in December, stated the case is, quote, "clearly politically motivated," end quote, and has so far pleaded not guilty. Finally, in Asia, in Kathmandu, Nepal had its first nationwide election yesterday, since a youth-led uprising forced the government from power last September. Voter turnout was about 60%, and counting will begin immediately after the ballot boxes are collected and transported to counting centers, results expected by the weekend. First-time voter Luniva told AP News, "I came to vote mainly because of the protest and so many people gave their lives in hope of a change, in hope of seeing a better Nepal. I want to see my country become better by all the sacrifices that have been made." Nepal's next administration must deliver on the changes demanded by last year's protests, address corruption, and manage ties with its powerful neighbors China and India. Finishing off with weather for this weekend, here's your weekend forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. Rainfall totals from this past week hit 2 2/10 inches, but there's still more to come for our area. The rain continues today with patchy fog before 9 a.m., showers and thunderstorms likely before noon, then a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, skies stay mostly cloudy with a high near 75 degrees. It will be breezy with a south wind of 8 to 13 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon, and gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms develop mainly after midnight. The low drops to around 60 with a south wind 14 to 18 miles per hour and gusts as high as 29. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Saturday, showers are likely before 9 a.m. under mostly cloudy skies with a high near 67. Winds shift from the south-southwest at 13 to 18 miles per hour, becoming west-northwest in the afternoon, and gusts could reach 28 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, skies turn partly cloudy and temperatures fall to a low around 37, with a west-northwest wind 6 to 11 miles per hour and gusts as high as 17 miles per hour. Then, Sunday brings sunshine with a high near 62. Winds come from the southwest at 6 to 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour, And Sunday night, it's clear with a low around 46. So keep those umbrellas handy today and tomorrow morning, but sunshine makes a return just in time for Sunday. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Olivia Rebellon, Abby Tim, and Madison Magnus. From WPGU News, this has been JJ Grishnick Parsons.